We will act with the full power of the United States military. We will act with allies at our side, and we will prevail.
He didn't wait for Saddam to use chemical weapons. Just believing he had them was enough to send in the cruise missiles, the bombers, the tanks, and the troops. And we did prevail. We saw Saddam hang, and we planted seeds of democracy so Iraq would never pose a threat to anyone again. Today, we have a president who, when he was faced not just with the potential use of chemical weapons, but the actual use of chemical weapons, took a very different approach.
So even though I possess the authority to order military strikes, I believed it was right, in the absence of a direct or imminent threat to our security, to take this debate to Congress.
He's going to give the Russians a chance to secure Syria's poison gas.
I have therefore asked the leaders of Congress to postpone a vote to authorize the use of force while we pursue this diplomatic path.
12 years ago, we had the decider. Today, we have the thinker. And the internet is pummeling him for it. People seem to miss the days of good versus evil, and you're either with us or against us. Except, how well did that work? How are things in Iraq these days? The U.S. media doesn't even cover Iraq anymore, so we have to check in with the BBC.
In Shab, a suicide car bomb targeted a police checkpoint. In Mahmoudia, a suicide vest bomber targeted a restaurant where a couple of policemen were there having their breakfast inside a market. In Babylon...